Instead of our regular shiur on brachas, I thought we'd have a shiur today on Tainus Esther, and maybe we'll get a chance to talk about other dimensions of Purim, especially the concepts of Matanos Levyonim, Mishloach Manos. Those are interesting mitzvahs. I just want to begin the shiur by reading to you a quote of Rabbeinu Tam in the Rosh. We don't have it, as far as I know, in our Tosafim. And that is, what is Tainus Esther all about? I mean, just to put it into some perspective. He writes, in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, Nir Rabbeinu Tam, this is the Rosh in the first parak of Megillah, Sa'ad, I think Sa'ad here means a basis, L'Tainus Esther, Shano Osum, Kmosha Osu Bime Mordechai V'Esther. Now listen carefully, he says, Shenikalu HaYehudim Lamod Al Nafshon. He said that they gathered together before they went out to battle. And he says that on the 13th, which is the day before the battle, they got together, Nikalu Lamon al Nafshon Vayutzichem Rachmim V'chein Matzinu B'Moshe Sha'asa Tainis K'shenilcham Ba'amolek. Then Moshe Benu also declared a Tainis before the Melcham of Amolek. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, then it comes out, if I understand correctly, that what happened on the 13th of Adar was they established a Tainus that would duplicate the Tainus on the 13th of Adar of Klal Yisrael when they went out to the battle. Now, the story of Esther going into Achashverosh was probably close to a year earlier.
It was Nisan.
So then, if that be the case, it's not the way we understand the Tainus that Esther said Lech Knosis Kol Yehudim, and she gathered right with Tzumo Lai Shloshi Yomim. It wasn't the Tainus Esther is not connected to that Tainus of Esther. I mean, the name of the Tainus is a little bit strange. It's really not Tainus Esther. That was the minhag that before a battle, and especially against the formidable enemy like Amalek, there was a fasting. And that's the Tainus, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that we're fasting today. In that sense, I would say that, you know, Rabbeinu Tam is not connecting the fast day to Esther as much as it is to Klal Yisrael as a whole. The Rambam, I don't know, the Rambam doesn't spell it out explicitly. I just want to read to you the language of the Rambam. This is the Rambam in Perek Hey Milchus Tainios. He writes, V'nogu kol Yisrael bizmanim elu lis'anos. Now, there are two girsos in the Rambam. Again, you'll check me out on this in terms of which one is the Rambam's girsa. But as it is, take a look, Mitch. I think in the classical Rambam, it's not the Frankel edition of the Rambam, it should say, this is Perikei Halacha Hei, Milchus Tainius, it should say, V'nogu kol Yisrael bizmanim elu lis'anos, period. U'bishloshasar bi'adar, Zechel etainis shes anu bimei homon shenemar divrei atzomos v'zakosom. So now again, whether or not there's a lot to discuss in terms of the correct gears in the Rambam, the Nafkamina is just one letter, and that's the Vav. The classical edition of the Rambam, not the Kisveyad edition, has no Vav. So you read it as one flowing sentence. I'm sorry, the classical edition of the Rambam has a Vav, and you read it therefore as two sentences. The Girsa of the Kisveyad, which we have reflected here in the Rambam of Frankel, and this it's interesting, this change to remove the Vav, I think dates back to the time of the Vilna Gaon. In other words, I'm not sure that I'm not sure, again, we don't have time now to research this because I have a lot to talk to you about today, but I'm not sure that the Kisvei Yad themselves took out the Vav. I think the Talmidim HaGra took out the Vav. Did you ever hear of Rav Zalmala Mivalozhin? So he took out the Vav. And that's the way we have it here. In any event, leaving that on the side for a moment, the Rambam talks about Tainus Esther as a Tainus that is a Zecher L'Tainus Shis Anu Bimei Haman. I don't think that could be Rabbeinu Tam. Right? How can you say it's Bimei Haman?
Haman was dead
a long time earlier. You know, for the Rambam to use the terminology Bimei Haman is a little bit odd if Haman is already you know, up on the tree. In fact, if you're talking about Rabbeinu Tam's understanding of Tainus Esther, and that's the Tainus that took place long after Haman was dead already, that when they went out to battle on the day of the Yud Gimel, we pointed out that the name of the Tainus is a little bit odd, you know, to call it Tainus Esther. But on the other hand, according to the Rambam, if I understand correctly, the Rambam is talking about the fast when Haman was alive. So our fast today is a zecher to the fasting that took place Bimei Mordechai V'Esther, when Haman was alive, and that was the fast of Esther. I mean, she was the one who initiated that fast. Lech Knossos Kol Yehud. Now, if you have a Vav here, and you split this Rambam into two parts, as a Resh and a Seifa, he says, V'nagu kol Yisrael bizmanim elu lehisanos. I mean, what's he pointing out over here? And what is bizmanim elu?
Previous so, paragraph.
What do you say? It
refers back to the previous paragraph.
Yeah. Right. But what is the Rambam telling you? The Rambam in the previous paragraph writes that our boss Yimei Atzomos Ha'elu Harei Mefuroshim
BeKabbalah. That's not this one.
No, I'm just saying you put a period in.
Yeah, then there's next,
if you have the Vav. So Mitch is right that V'nogu Kol Yisrael B'Zman Me'elus Alos. Lisanos is a separate sentence that belongs to the previous paragraph, and then the discussion about Tainus, the fifth Tainus, we'll call it Tainus Esther, begins with the words Ubishloshas Harbadar, which the Rambam had not discussed at all previously. But then the question becomes, if again according to that Gersa, which I think is problematic, but what does V'nagu Kol Yisrael B'Zmanim Elu L'Sanos mean if he's referring to the four Tzomos? The Rambam has just established in Halacha Dalid Arba Yemei Atzomos Elu Harem Mefuroshim B'Kabbalah. What does that mean, Mefuroshim B'Kabbalah? Is that a matter of Minhag? If it's V'Divrei Kabbalah, it might have a din of a Doraisa. Or somewhat similar to a Doraisa.
Different.
For example, the Rambam calls Kibud V'Onig on Shabbos B'Divrei Kabbalah.
Yeah.
In the Turi Evan, that's the Shagas Aryeh, writes that the reason why Tveria or any Suffolk, you know, whether it was Irbu Kefas Choma, will observe Megillah on both days, Yudalit and Tesvav, instead of applying the principle of Suffolk to Rabbanu Lekula, says the Turi Evan, because these mitzvahs of Yudalit and Tesvav are midivrei Kabbalah. They're not the Rabbanon. They're midivrei Kabbalah, meaning they're written in the Psukim, albeit not in the Chamish Lekum Shei Torah, but in Tanakh. And that gives it an upgraded status, and therefore Suffolk Lechumra, they'll have to read the Megillah on both days. Here the Rambam says, V'nagu kol Yisrael bizmanim elu lisanos. If I take out the Vav, it reads much more smooth, because then V'nagu kol Yisrael bizmanim elu lisanos b'shloshos of Adar, meaning that the 13th of Adar is not like the 4th Somos that are midivrei Kabbalah, which generates an absolute chofen. No. Yud Gimel b'Adar is a fast day that's only mitzad haminah. And if that be the case, maybe you could explain the Rambam you know, the Ramah says that with regard to the 13th of Adar, we could be Mekil if someone has Kevei Nayim, if someone is a what does he say? A Yonekes and a Menekes. You know, he has that whole list over there. You know what? I'll take a minute just to read to you the language of the Ramah. This is the Ramah in Tofresh Pei Vav, Din Tainis Esther. He writes, V'tainis zu eino chova, the Ramah's language. L'chein yesh l'hakil bo li'es hatzorech kugon me'ubros, Uboros, so Minikos, Cholashem Bo Sakana, Filakove Nayan. I just want to point out again that there's a whole article about various kulos that apply to Titus Esther. Just give me a second here to get myself organized. So there's a sefer here quoted in this article called the Divrei Yitziv. He's a contemporary. I don't remember his name right now. Does anybody remember who he was? Divrei Yitziv. Anyway, he writes, Shamati Vitirgaz Bitni. That's a poetic way of saying that I'm very upset about what I heard. Sheyesh makilim lechol velishtos b'shat nefesh b'tainis tzivur. Excuse me, b'tainis Esther. That there are those who don't fast on Tainus Esther, v'tolim atzmon be'ilon gadol b'mashikosav Ramah, the Tainus ze eino chova, v'lochein yesh lahakav bo beis hatzorech. So they read the Ramah, and they took it to its, shall we say, to its extreme, and they weren't fasting on Tainus Esther. I mean, the Ramah only says leis hatzorech, but they took it one step further. And he goes on a tirade against them, and so forth and so on. But I was thinking to myself that maybe the source for this Ramah would be the Rambam if you have the gears without the Vav, which means that Nogu Kol Yisrael Bizman Meilu Lisanos Bishlosha Sar Viadar, and it's only a minhag, whereas the previous four are Midirei Kabbalah. So that, on the one hand, I'm excited about taking out the Vav, because I'm very confused about the Resha. V'nogu kol yisob b'zmanim elu l'sanos, if it's referring to the four tzomos of Halacha Dalid, correct? Why would that be a minog? That's Midirei Kabbalah. But on the other hand, I have to tell you that I'm not so excited about the fact that the Rambam writes b'zmanim elu. I don't know what he means by b'zmanim elu. All of a sudden, at some point, spontaneously, Klal Yisrael took on this minhag to fast on the 13th of Adar. I don't know that that's so. You know, it sounds from the Megillah itself that minhag dates back to the time of Haman, of Esther and Mordechai. If, on the other hand, you do have the Vav, I'll be right with you, Rabbi. I just want to say this. If you do have the Vav, so I asked you the following question. So why does it say in the Rambam that the four tzomos are only a minog? So the answer to that, I think, is a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Let's see if I can find this for you. This is an interesting book here. I don't know if you're familiar with it. It's by a guy named David Shriver. You familiar with it? Anyway. So he says the following. He says that the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, again, this is not our topic for today, but the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis says, "Bizman shein shalom ve'ein milchama, ratzu misanim, ratzu ein misanim." Again, I'm not getting into the Gemara there, exactly how to interpret it, but in the light of that Gemara, if you want to take a look at this, we could possibly understand the Rambam. That the Rambam is saying that Enochinami V'dalet Somos Ami Divrei Kabbalah, which means that they're an absolute chova, but that's only Bizman She'ein Shalom. But the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says that now that we have Shalom, again, meaning that there's no milchama. It doesn't mean that we really have shalom, that we don't have, but there's no persecution, there's no milchama, is ratzu misanim, ratzu ein misanim. And on that the Rambam says that bismanim elu, meaning in a period of time which is ein shalom vi ein milchama, on that the Rambam is saying nagu. It's not like the time where there was milchama, where it's an absolute chiv to fast on these days because of the persecution of the Jews. But rather, it's a time of quasi shalom. It's not real shalom, but there's no milchama. And if there's no milchama, then it's totally in minuk. And that would explain why the Rambam says v'zmanim elu. Okay. Now, what I'd like to study with you today is a Rambam in Hilchas Chanukah, of all places. And the Rambam in Hilchas Chanukah, which is called Perek Gimel Milchas Megillah, but I would call it Hilchas Chanukah. In fact, that's what the Frankel edition of the Rambam took the license to do it. He changed the name to Hilchas Chanukah. I don't think the Rambam called it Hilchas Chanukah, because he calls it Perek Gimel. It would have been Perek Aleph. And the Rambam writes that these days of Chanukah Asurim behesped v'taynis. Mine is an Iser hesped and taynis on Chanukah. I don't have a problem with that because the Rambam says, after giving us the whole background to Chanukah, he writes, u'mipnei zeh hitkinu chacham shebaoso ador shiyu shmonas hayomim elu yimei simcha v'halel. So the Rambam calls Chanukah Yimei Simcha. I don't know exactly what he means by that. L'chora, there's no Simcha on Chanukah. We don't have a Chiyuv Suda. Oh, so maybe the Gemara, when it's referring to an Iser Hesper V'tainis, the Rambam took it a step further and he calls him Yimei Simcha. Again, we have to see what he means exactly, but he calls it Yimei Simcha. So that itself wouldn't bother me. But then the Rambam says, Kimea Purim. Now that too shouldn't bother us, because the truth of the matter is, the Rambam consistently compares Chanukah to Purim. This is not the only time that he does so. He writes, for example, Hadlokas Haneros Bahen, lighting Chanukah candles, mitzvah midivrei sofrim, kikriyas hamigila. And then the Rambam writes, kol shechayav bekriyas hamigila, chayav behadlokas ner Chanukah. The Rambam consistently, over and over, time and again, compares Chanukah to Purim. And in fact, in Shulchan Aruch, does anybody know what the Seder is? If you open up Aruch Chaim in Shulchan Aruch, in the Rav Yosef Cairo, what comes first? Chanukah or Purim? Chanukah. Here in the Rambam, it's Hilchas Megillah v'Chanukah. Now, I wouldn't say that the Rambam changed the order, because I would say that the Machaber changed the order. Right? The Rambam was, shall we say, 3 centuries before the Machaber, more than 3 centuries.
They're talking about different. Machaber is talking about the holidays in order.
Correct, the calendar year.
The calendar year, where here he's talking about historically, which came first.
I would say even more than that. No, you're right. It could be the Rambam means historically, but then why does the Rambam constantly have to compare Chanukah to Purim? You understand what I mean? If it's not a halachic consideration and the Rambam was only interested in history, which again, arguably you could say that the Rambam has codified the laws of Megillah first, because historically Megillah came into being, shall we say, 2 centuries before Chanukah. But I think it goes even beyond that. I think the Rambam is telling us something halachic about Chanukah, that Chanukah could not have emerged as a holiday if not for Purim. Purim is the yesod of Chanukah. Why do I say so? What would be the background to such a discussion? You know, if I were to tell you, impossible. They couldn't have established Chanukah, right? Forget about Purim for a minute. Make believe there's no Purim. If I were to tell you, impossible. Ken etzad. There can't be a takon of Chanukah. What would be the background for that? What would underlie such a statement?
Tanakh is closed. It's a whole new year. We don't have the
permission.
But what pasuk in Chumash would you quote? I'm pushing you on this. What? Yeah, Lotosif. This lechora should be a lav of Lotosif. How did the Chachamim have the right to add a new mitzvah, let alone a new yontif? And the truth is that this is an old debate that took place at whose time? Right, what's today called? Titus Esther, at Esther's time. The Chachamim stood up against Esther. The Gemara records it in Megillah Daf Zayin that there was a tremendous controversy between Esther and the Chachamim. Because the Chachamim said, what gives you the right to add a holiday? At the end of the day, who prevailed?
Esther
prevailed. How did she succeed in doing so? The Gemara says that she darshened, or it's not clear who darshened. The Gemara says, my drush. And the Gemara says, kal vachomer. Madoch mi avdus l'cherus amrin and shira. Right, what's avdus l'cherus?
Pesach.
And what's shira? Shira Sayyam, correct? They recited Shira is Mimisa Lachaim Lo Kolshkein. And then the Gemara embarks on a whole journey. So why don't we recite Hallel on Purim? Fine. But you see very clearly that Esther was working overtime to try to convince the Chachamim that indeed we have the authority to establish a new holiday. But again, is that authority, shall we say, is it a hefkervelt? Is it completely without a framework? In other words, the Chacham can wake up one day and say, we decide that this is going to be a holiday? She needed what? She needed a Kal Vachomer. Then what does the Kal Vachomer really do for us? Are you going to tell me that Purim is Doraisa based on a Kal Vachomer? Generally speaking, Kal Vachomer is one of the Yud Gimel Midos. It can engender a Din Doraisa. But no one's going to argue that Purim is Doraisa. The Turi Eben only went as far as to say it's Midivri Kabbalah. The answer is, we have to be Mechalik here between a Chiyuv and a Kiyuv. No doubt that the Chiyuv of Purim is only the Rabbanan called Midivri Kabbalah. But the Kiyum itself is Doraisa. Meaning the Torah tells us that we have a Chiyuv to recite Shira, to praise the Almighty. When do we have that Chiyuv? Well, the Torah is going to tell us certain specific days that have that Chiyuv, and that Chiyuv might be Doraisa. That's the Ramban that we mentioned on Monday in his Hasagos, in the Shrashim of the Sefer Mitzvot L'Rav. And the Ramban insists that there's a Chiyuv Hal Midoraisa on any day that's endowed with a Kedush Sayom of Simcha, and that's a Chiv Doraisa according to the Ramban. No, I wouldn't say therefore that there's a Chiv Doraisa on any day that doesn't appear in the Torah itself, but what the Rabbanan are now authorized to define what days are days of Simcha, and to achieve a kiyum of Shevach Vodaya on those days, which would be a kiyum Doraisa. Because if mi avdus l'cheres amrin in Shira, how much more so mi misa l'chaim? So the first breakthrough, as you say, Rabbi, historically, giving absolute clarity to the authority of the Chachamim to establish a new day as a day of Shevach Vodaya is what? Purim. Is Memela Chanukah would have been impossible without Purim. And that's why the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Chanukah and also the beginning of Hilchos Chanukah points out that the nature of Chanukah is a day of Shevach Vodoya. Right? The Rambam says, Mitzvah Sner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva Hi Ad Mi'od, V'tzarech Adam lihizar ba kedei lahodia hanes ulahosif b'shvach hakel v'odoyala al hanisim shasolon. Also at the beginning of Hilchos Chanukah, the Rambam says, Hiskinu chachomish vos adar, right, shiyu yomim elu yemei simcha v'halel. Again, the word halel is critical here. And he writes, Kimea Purim. So in other words, these days of Simcha and Hallel were established like the day of Purim, and perhaps based on the day of Purim, by the Chachamim. And there's no Baal Tosef when they established the days as days of Simcha and Hallel, because the Torah itself engenders this Chiyuv Hallel in the case of a Nes. What the Rabbanan did was, they took this day, or in the case of Hanukkah, these 8 days, and they established them as a Chiyuv Darabbanan with a Kiyuv Doraisa. What's the Kiyuv Doraisa? Of Hallel V'Simcha. So that's all based on standing on the shoulders of Purim. Now the Rambam writes, V'hein asur behesved v'tainis ki yimei ha-Purim. So the Rav Zichron Levracha, quoted here in Harei Kedem, was bothered a little bit. Why does the Rambam use the term Yimei HaPurim? The Rambam should have said Ki Purim. What's Yimei HaPurim? And the Rav wanted to interpret the Yimei HaPurim in the light of the Rambam in Hilchos Tainios. What does the Rambam say in Hilchos Tainios? Let's see where it is. Perek Aleph Halacha Tes. Let's see if we find this. One second. Did you get a chance to look at this?
Which parak in Tainus is it?
Perak Aleph Halacha Tes, but that's not the Rambam I'm looking for. Just one second. Oh, Perak Beis Halacha Yud Gimel, and we'll come back to Tainus Bolinether in just a minute. The Rambam says the following: Shnei hayomim ha'elu shehein arba asar v'chamisha asar asurim behesved v'taynus. How would you interpret the Rambam if he didn't add the next sentence? I'm just pedagogically, you know. Shnei yom elu shehein arba asar v'chamisha asar asurim behesved v'taynus. Is that for everybody, or is that relative to where you are?
For everybody.
Intuitively, that's what you would say. I would have said it's relative. For me, living in Yerushalayim, in Shushan, today, or shall I say tomorrow, is not Purim. So why should it be also best for Vitainus? But if you live in an ear prosy, then for you Purim is on Yudalit. If for a prosy, Tesvav is not Purim. No, the Rambam wants to mechadish a chiddush. Shnei ayom ha'elu shem arba asar v'chamisha asar asurim v'hesved v'tainis l'chol adam v'chol makom. Bein l'bnei krochim shem osim chamisha asar bilvad. Bein l'bnei ayoros shem osim arba asar bilvad. The Rambam could have been more explicit than that. You know, he doesn't. Sometimes the Rambam leaves you room to fill in the blanks. Here, he's very outspoken. Then he writes, "Ushnei ayomim asurim behesped v'taynus." Now, let's just think about this. When we speak about Purim is a day of simcha and mishteh. Right? That's what it says in Megillas Esther. So the simcha and the mishteh of Purim is antithetical to hesped v'taynus. That makes sense. But if you're in Yerushalayim, if you're in Shushan, then it's Yimei Mishteh V'Simcha in Yerushalayim on the fifth, of Mishteh V'Simcha is Tesvav. If you're in Tel Aviv, then the day of Simcha and Mishteh is Yudalit. Correct? So why would, if my premise is correct, that the day is endowed with the status of Mishteh V'Simcha, and that is antithetical to Hesped V'Tainus, why is the Tel Aviv also best with Tainus on the 15th and vice versa? And the Rambam writes, "Ushnei hayomim asurim behesped v'taynis." It means, Rabosai, that the Rambam is telling us a great chiddush, and that is that it's not a day of simcha v'mishteh within the context of my obligation to create a simcha and a mishteh. I cannot tolerate hesped v'taynis, but there's something about the day itself. The day itself generates an Iser Hesped Vitainis. So that means that the Rambam, when he gets to Perek Gimel, meaning Hilchas Chanukah, he's got a problem for himself. Why? Because he says that Yomim Elu Hem Nikraim Chanukah Ve'Mei Surim Ve'Hesped Vitainis. Now, if I would have postulated that in the case of Purim, what knocks off Hesped v'taynis, Simcha u'mishteh, well, there's no Simcha u'mishteh on Chanukah. And therefore the Rambam adds Ki Yimei HaPurim. Ki Yimei HaPurim meaning the 2 days of Purim. And the Rambam is really referring to what he already wrote here in Perek Beis, that both days of Purim are Asur b'Hesped v'taynis. Well, let's take a look. Did you get this photocopy? He says the following. Yesh ledagdeik lama kosav ki mea purim v'lo kipurim v'nire di ima yekosev kipurim stam hayamakom ladun. Ladun means lechalek. What is the analogy between Purim and Chanukah? The shiny Purim shekavu chachamim, I'm adding that word, like the liyom tov shel mishteh v'simcha, and therefore it's also v'esmet time. But Chanukah is not a mitzvah of Mishteh v'Simcha Klal. It's only a mitzvah of Halel v'Odoya. So why should there be an Iser of Hesped v'Taynis? Who says that Hesped v'Taynis undermines the kiyum of Halel v'Odoya? I can have Halel v'Odoya and I can have Hesped v'Taynis. Oh, the Rambam is Mechadesh Yimei HaPurim. And he's referring back to what he said earlier in Perek Beis, that both days of Purim for everybody, B'chol Makom, L'chol and B'chol Makom, are also Hesped v'Taynis. What does it mean? That Hesped v'Taynis is not a result of Chiyuv Mishteh v'Simcha. And he says it beautifully. He says, Sharei ben ir ein lo Chiyuv Mishteh v'Simcha yom tazvav v'lo ben krach v'yudalit v'afilu hachi asurim bozeh bozeh. Eledinu iser b'fnei atzmo shel Hesped v'Taynis b'yamei HaPurim. He says, the etem chalosh shem yemei HaPurim v'yemei HaChanukah oser behesved v'taynis. So again, without even analyzing this, he's just like drawing, in a sense, a mathematical conclusion that even if you strip the day of a chiyuv mishteh v'simcha, nevertheless, the day has a chalosh shem. I'll give you an example. Would we say tachnun tomorrow here in Yerushalayim? Right? We won't say tachnun. We won't say tachnun. Why not? I mean, we don't have a chiyuv simcha mishteh. The answer is it's called Purim. Tomorrow is Purim all over. No matter whether you're in Tel Aviv or you're in Shusha. And Friday, Tesvav, is Purim all over. It has the din of Purim. Even for Tel Aviv. So now the question I have to ask you is, what do you mean it has a shame Purim? After all, there's no Chiyuv Simcha Mishteh. The answer is that you can divide two elements, which we think, you know, take a hammer and smash this rock into two. We think that Yemei Mishteh V'Simcha and Yom Purim is identical. It's A equals A. The answer is no. There's something called the Yom Purim, and there's something called the Chiyuv of Mishteh v'Simcha. And they don't necessarily have to overlap. I can have a Yom Purim without being a Yom Mishteh v'Simcha. I mean, if somebody would have told me that, I would have said he's nuts. How can you? I mean, what defines the day as Purim if not the fact that it's a Yom Mishteh v'Simcha? The answer is, it has a status of Yom Purim without Chovas Mishteh v'Simcha, and the Nafkamina is going to be that there's an Iser Hesped v'Taynis. And now, he goes ahead in the next paragraph to try to explain this concept of a Chal Shem Yom, which engenders an Isra Hesfei V'Tanis, without a Chiyuv Mishteh V'Simcha. And the paradigm that he uses is Rosh Chodesh. And why does he use the paradigm of Rosh Chodesh? Because when the Rambam speaks in Hilchos Taanios about the Iser Hesped V'Tainis on Rosh Chodesh, he compares it to Purim. So there is some sort of connection here between the days of Purim and Rosh Chodesh with regard to the Iser Hesped V'Tainis. So he says the following. This is the Ramban that you may have prepared on Yom Sheni. I don't know if you got a chance to, but anyway, it was in the Mar Makomos pages. The Ramban says that with regard to Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh is endowed with the status of Simcha, and that's a Doraisa Halacha, but only where? Only in Beis Hamikdash, not in Gvu. For example, the Ramban holds that Simcha generates a Chiyuv Halel, a day of Simcha, and that's a Doraisa according to the Ramban, like the Bahad. But nevertheless, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh is endowed with the status of a Simcha, a Yom Simcha, but only with regard to the Beis HaMikdash. That's where we brought, again, remember we discussed four different elements that make up Kiddush HaYom. Which element of Kiddush HaYom exists with regard to Rosh Chodesh?
Musaf,
the Karban Musaf. Since it's endowed with its own Karban, that generates Simcha. A day of Karban is a day of Simcha, and therefore we have a Chiyuv Halel. Because the Ramban holds that the Kedushas HaYom of Simcha, right, the Kedushas HaYom that engenders a Chiyuv Simcha, engenders a Chiyuv Halel. And that's a Doraisa Halacha. Right, the Pasuk says in Baloscha, V'yom Simchaschem uv'roshei chadsheichem utkatim v'chatzotzos. And the tkiya v'chatzotzos, what we call Shira v'kli, the two types, two forms of Shira of Halil, one is v'kli and one is v'peh. And from the mitzvah, which is explicit in the Torah, namely Shira v'kli, we derive the chiyuv of Shira v'peh, and that's the Doraisa according to the Rambam. But that only exists where? In the Beis HaMikdash. What happens when, I don't know why, but let me just see. But when we leave the confines of the Beis HaMikdash, do we have a Chiyuv Simcha?
No, but we have Iser Hesped.
Oh, so what's the nature of that Iser Hesped V'Tainis? So here the Rav has a major breakthrough. I never heard this before. And he says that there are two categories of Simcha. There's what's called Simcha B'Kuv V'Aseh, and there's Simcha B'Shei V'Altaseh. In our language, we would say there's a Kiyum Aseh and an Iser Aseh. So the Kiyum Aseh of Simcha in the case of Rosh Chodesh only applies where? In the Mikdash. And therefore, the Ramban says the Chiyuv Halel Minat Torah on Rosh Chodesh is only in the Beis HaMikdash. But B'Gvulin, there's no Chiyuv Simcha on Rosh Chodesh that could engender a Mitzvah Aseh of Halel. But he wants to say that even if there's no positive element of Simcha, the day itself, even outside of the Mikdash, has to have some status, meaning there's some overflow or some vestige of a Kedushas HaYom of Rosh Chodesh outside the confines of the Beis HaMikdash. So from the Beis HaMikdash, something spills over, albeit in a secondary manner. It's not the intense, profound Simcha v'kum v'aseh of a mitzvah aseh, but it is a miktas yom Simcha to engender what? A shevi al taseh. And what's the shevi al taseh? Don't do something that is antithetical to Simcha, namely what? Hesped v'tainis. Asher Chazina Mizeh says that there are two concepts of Simcha with regard to Rosh Chodesh, and they take on two different forms. There's a Kum V'aseh, which according to Ramban engenders a Chiyuv Halel in Migdash. That Simcha is a Simcha Miyucheles in Migdash, which I say it's like Simcha's Beis HaShoev on Sukkos, because they poured the water, right, the Nisuch HaMayim, and that engendered Simcha, but that Simcha was in Beis HaMikdash. And the Rambam dedicates almost an entire chapter in Hilchos Sukkah to describe that Simcha that took place in the Beis HaMikdash. That simcha would even override Yontif itself. And the Ram writes, anyone who didn't see that simcha, he wasn't in the Beis HaMikdash at the time of Shoeva, he never saw simcha in his day. That's already a chiv simcha that's confined to the Dalet Amos of the Beis HaMikdash. The oath, now there's another din of simcha that's inherent in the day of Rosh Chodesh itself. We start with the Mikdash, but the Mikdash itself reflects on the complexion, the identity of the day. And it's a Yom Simcha, but it's not a Yom Simcha like it is inside the confines of the Beis HaMikdash. It's a secondary kind of Yom Simcha. What is it? It's an Iser Aseh. It's not a Kuv Aseh. It's not to do something that's antithetical to Simcha. That's the Chiv Simcha B'Shev V'Altas. Again, this is all very new. And then he writes, if that be the case, we can begin to understand the comparison of the Rambam between the Iser Hesve V'Tainis of Rosh Chodesh, the Iser Hesve V'Tainis of Purim, the Iser Hesve V'Tainis of Chanukah. All these reflect not a Shem Yontif and a kumva say of simcha and mishte, but rather some sort of inherent simcha in the day. It's inherent in the day and the status of the day. And that, although it doesn't have the power, the potency to generate a kumva say of simcha, nevertheless, it has the status of yom simcha b'shev v'altaseh, which engenders an iser hespe v'tainis. Is memela, we understand very well why the Rambam has to equate this Iser Hesve V'Tainis to the paradigm case, which for the Rambam is the Shnei Yomim of Purim, and the emphasis on Shnei Yomim of Purim, because the Shnei Yomim of Purim means that the Yom itself is Purim, even if it's stripped of the Chiyuv, Simcha, and Mishneh. And that's what the Pasuk means in Megillas Esther, Lios Osim Es Yemei Yemei HaPurim.
You say Shnei Purim?
The Shnei Yomim, correct. Shnei Yomim, Yemei Purim. And who's the Yemei Purim? You and I would have said Yemei Purim is relative. If you belong to this group, then it's a day of Purim. If you belong to the other group, it's Yemei Purim. And the Pasuk is not addressing the entire Klal Yisrael. Nay, the Rambam understood that these are Yemei HaPurim, that both days are endowed with the status of Yemei Purim for everyone.
And why would you use the same logic of Yemei?
So if you again, may, I don't have the pasuk in front of me, but if I had it, I would say that you have to split the pasuk into half. Yemei Simcha V'Purim U'Mishte are referring to Man Kedislei U'Man Kedislei, and the Chiyuv is Lios Osim Es Yemei Apur. And Yemei Apur is for everybody. Again, I don't have the pasuk inside. I do have one pasuk in front of me. I don't know if it's the right pasuk. Okay, so Rabosai, now if you turn a few pages here, he has Tainus Esther, and I was wondering if we could call Tainus Esther also to some extent a Yom Pur. What do I mean? He starts with the following discussion. Chazal tell us that Liosid Lovo, and the Rambam codifies this in Perek Hey Milchus Tainius Halochiyutes. I have the Rambam in front of me, so we might as well read it from the Rambam. Kolat Somos Ha'elu Asidim Libotel Limos HaMashiach V'lo'od Elashein Asidim Lios Yomim Tovim V'yemei Soson V'simcha Shenemar Poskin Zcharya Ko Amar Hashem Tzvakos Tzom Arvi V'tzom HaChamish V'tzom HaShvi V'tzom HaSiri Yiyu Lebeis Yehuda L'Soson L'Simcha L'Maidim Tovim Emes HaShalom Yehov. So the Rambam says that these Tzomos will be bought El Yemos HaMashiach. Now, is he referring to the four Tzomos and only the four Tzomos, or even to the fifth? What's the status of Tainus Esther as far as Yemos HaMashiach? Will it be bought El, or will it not? Now, you and I might have said, you know, we'll worry about that when we get to Mashiach Zeiten. But as we're going to see, this develops in many different directions and could have nafka minas la'aloch. Why? Because it might indicate conceptually whether or not Tainus Esther is a third day of Purim. And the most fascinating question that comes to my mind as we go through this is the question of fasting on the 13th of Adar Aleph. Now, if I would have gotten up and said, Rabosai, it's Yud Gimel Adar Aleph, let's fast, what would you have done to me?
Laugh.
Laugh, okay. That's only because you're very idle. I mean, if you weren't so idle, you'd probably throw me out of the room. I mean, how could I say such a thing? But we're going to soon see that, according to the Gaonim, there is such a possibility that the fast of Tainis Esther would not be postponed until Adar Sheni, but rather it would be fulfilled in the first Adar. Now, what do you say, Mitch?
I'm saying both, not that the way you said it, just do the first, you fulfill it then, but they're saying both.
Oh, I don't know. Where is it? Do you have it inside? Does he say both? Let's get to it b'shaita, okay? I jumped ahead of myself because I thought that was like a fascinating chiddush to cut the umbilical cord that connects Tainus Esther with Purim. Okay. Now he wants to say the following. All the other Tainios, the four Tainios, were established mipnei hatsaros she'iru bohem. You know, it's basically, these 4 days are days of tsar. That's what the Tainus is all about. It's a day of calamity, of catastrophe, of anguish. That's the nature of the day. Is that true with regard to Tainus Esther? Or shall we say that Tainus Esther is different? It's not mipnei hatsaros. Now, if we go back to the Rambam that we discussed earlier, which was in Perek Aleph, Perkei, the Rambam says, "Ubishlosha sar biadar zecher l'tayis." The Rambam doesn't mention tsara as he did earlier in this Perek. Yesh yomim shekol yisom misanim neat saros. Here he says, "Zecher l'tayis yis anu vimei haman." Zecher. And if that be the case, it's quite possible that Tainus Esther in Yona Kosher in Yom Purim, we should connect Tainus Esther to Purim, sew it together to make it one unit. And he goes even further than that. He says it's a kium of Simchas Purim. Now this possibility that Tainus Esther is a kium of Simchas Purim, I saw in an article called Ratz Kitzvi. Do you have that page? I tried to photocopy it for you. And it should say a number 7 on top.
Yeah.
Okay. In this article by Rav Tzvi Reisman called Ratz Kitzvi, he entertains a possibility that when the Rambam says in Hilchas Tainius that on a Tainus we don't tolerate Divrei Hololus or Kalus Rosh, and I believe that we'll see the Rambam inside. I'm trying to look for it as we speak. Oh, here it is. Perek Aleph Halacha Yudalid in Hilchas Tainius at the bottom right of your page. I have the Rambam in front of me, so we'll read it from the Rambam. The Rambam says that Kol Hashori B'Tainis, keep in mind that Hilchas Tainius of the Rambam really is divided into two parts. It's Hilchas Tainius Tzivra and Hilchas Tainius Yochid. And a Yochid is also Mis'ana on a Tzara. Rachmana Litzlan, or on a bad dream. Says the Rambam, Hareze lo yinhog idunim bi'atzmo, v'lo yakel rosho, v'lo yesamech v'tuv lev. So let me ask you this, if I'm planning a trip to the Golan Heights, right, and I want to have a good time, you know, going to the what's it called, the Zavidan, what's it called, I didn't pronounce it right, anyway, would it be appropriate to go on some Gedalia or Shivasa Vitamas just for the fun of it? And just for the fun of it, again, you may be a tour guide and it's a parnasa for you, but I'm talking just for the kef, as we call it. He says that's inappropriate, that's called idunim bi'atzma. So in theory, you can go to the most luxury hotel on Shivasa Vitamas without eating and drinking. You may even get a cheaper price if you tell them you're fasting. It's Shivasa Vitamas. But the Rambam is saying that whatever you're going to do there in the hotel is idunim. And that's not appropriate for those 4 days. The question that we want to ask here is, does the Rambam include Tainus Esther if today I want to go out on a tiyul just for the sake of idunim and simcha? Is that inappropriate for Tainus Esther? And I think the answer is that the Rambam is talking about the Dalid Somos, because the Rambam says Yom Shu Misana Al Sarasa or Taras HaTzivur, and the Rambam himself tells us in Perek Hey that there are only 4 Tainios that were established because of Tzara. In the case of Tainus Esther, he says that's only a Zecher to the Tainus of Esther Mordechai. He doesn't call it a Tainus of Tzara. V'tochen, that's on the top left, let's see if I gave this over the way he says it. Shebalocha zu yesh hevdil bein Tainus Esther l'shara Tainios. Kevach Tainus Esther einena beglal tzoras harabim or tzoras hayochid el lizkaras Tainus shis anu bimei Mordechai v'Esther. Again, he doesn't go into detail about why there is such a concept as zechiras hatainus, and therefore b'Tainus Esther lo nemru adim aksum b'divrei Rama v'ein chiyuv shelo linog idunim bi'atzmo v'yochol lio sameach b'Tainus Esther. It's talking in Lindim. So that's an interesting point, which would support what the Rav is saying here, namely that Tainus Esther in Yona Kosher in Yom HaPur, that Tainus Esther is really a third day of Pur, and it belongs to Pur. Now you may know that the Beis Yosef had a dream, and the Magid came to him in a dream, and he told him that the reason we fast on Tainus Esther is not for the reasoning of Rabbeinu Tam, because they went out to Melchama, not for the reasoning of the Rambam, because Esther fasted and declared a fast day back in Chodesh Nisan, but because we're about to enter into a day of Mishte, Achila, and Shesia. And in order to prepare ourselves that we should have the right mindset for Purim, we have a Tainus. Now, I had a kash on the Magid.
Who's the Magid?
The Magid was an angel who used to come to the Beis Yosef at night. And all this is recorded.
This is a Tainus for learning.
Right. So what was my kasha? My kasha was, if this be the case, if the Magid is right, then Purim is not the only day that has a mitzvah of Achila and Shesia. The mitzvah of Achila and Shesia applies on every what? Yeah. Every yontif. Right? V'samachta b'chagecha. And what simcha? Simcha is Achila and Shesia. Okay, at the time of the Migdash, it expressed itself with Achilas Basar Kodshim. But Bizman HaZeh, we don't have the Migdash, so we eat meat. And that's the key of Simcha. It's Doch Memela, before every holiday, there should be a Tainus. So in the case of Sukkot, I think I have a solution to the problem. what Tainus comes before Sukkot? Yom Kippur. See, Yom Kippur itself is going to be preparation for Sukkot, and there are many riyas that the halacha bridges between Yom Kippur and Sukkot.
Tainus Bechorah for Pesach.
Excellent, Tainus Bechorah for Pesach. And in the case of Shavuos, the only thing I can come up with is Bahab, is Beis Hei Beis. And Beis Hei Beis is going to be a minhag to fast before Shavuos. Because I call Modim Batzeres to be in an Ami Lachem. Okay. In any event, that's the Beis Yosef. But one thing I derive from this Magid, that clearly Tainus Esther is part and parcel of Purim. Because it's a preparation for Purim. It's fascinating to me that in the case of Yom Kippur, we have, in a sense, the flip side. We have a day to prepare for Yom Kippur, which has a mitzvah achila, just here. But that too, I would say, is part and parcel of Yom Kippur. The Torah calls it Tisha B'Chodesh B'Erev. Meaning, Ba'erev means literally on Yom Kippur. And the Gemara says, well, how can you tell me that there's a mitzvah chila and shisi on Yom Kippur? V'inisa v'snafshol seichem. So the Gemara says, kol ha-mis'ane, kol ha-olcha v'shoseh, v'v'chi, izvayla v'akosim ki'ilu, his'ane v'asiri. And the Nitziv Mivaloshin was of the opinion of Chola Sheyesh Bal Sakana, who's not going to fast on Yom Kippur, is potter from the mitzvah Achil and Shasir. In other words, the mitzvah Achil and Shasir of Erev Yom Kippur is a package deal with Yom HaKippurim. And there's a famous Rashi in the last Perek of Yuma that says the reason why we eat so much on Erev Yom Kippur is to make the fast on Yom Kippur that much more difficult. To increase the inui of Yom HaKippur. Not the way we think that it's a day of strengthening ourselves and fortifying ourselves for Yom Kippur. Okay. Now, the Rav says the following. What is the nature of Tainus Esther? And he says this depends on how to read a Rambam in Hilchus Megillah, Perek Beis, Halacha Yudches. So let's take a look at the Rambam. The Rambam says, Kol Sifrei HaNeviim V'chol HaKsuvim Asidim Libato Limos HaMashiach Chutz MiMegillas Esther. Again, there's a lot of literature here on how to interpret this Rambam. So Rambam himself in the Yud Gimel Ikrim or Yesodos has shalom lo yachlifenu liolam, that is nothing in the Torah is going to be bought. Anyway, the Rambam goes on and says that the afal pi shekol zichron hatzoros yibotel. The Rambam seems to be asking some sort of a kasha here. Shenemar ki nishkichu hatzoros rishonos ki nistru me'enai. Is Yemei HaPurim Lo Yibotlu. Now again, the Rambam is talking about Soros here. And if he's talking about Soros, what does that, by sheer association, what does that remind you of? A Tainus. I mean, again, a Tainus, correct? And the Rambam himself has told us in Hilchus Tainios, at the end of Hilchus Tainios, the Rambam said that all the Tainios at the time of Yemos HaMashiach will be what? Will be Betelos, correct? So if that be the case, call it almost a Eilu Asin, we bought to Limos HaMashiach, the last Rambam in Hilchus Tainios. If that be the case, then the Rambam is pointing out that all the tainios will be betelos. So why is that the afal pi? Why is that a kasha? The Rambam just finished telling us that Purim will continue to exist after Mashiach will come. And now he has a kasha, but wait a minute, what about the fact that the tainios will be betelos when Mashiach comes? Why is that a kasha? The answer is that the Rambam may have expanded the definition of Purim to include what? To include Tainus Esther. So the Rambam is now in a bind. Why? Because if I assume that Tainis Esther is included in the category of Yemei HaPurim, then the halacha that Yemei HaPurim ain't in Betelim should apply even to Tainis Esther. No, then the Rambam has a good kasha. How could it be that the Tainos will be Betelos and Purim, i.e. Tainis Esther of Purim, will not be Betela? So the Rambam answers, because of a separate pasuk, meaning it's not for this special pasuk, the Rambam has a kasha. Because how could it be that the days of Tainos, including Tainis Esther, will be Betelos? And for the Rambam name, Tainis Esther will not be Betela. The Afa Pisha calls Zichron Atzoros. Maybe we would think that any day that has an element of Zechel Atzor, including Tainis Esther, should be Betelos. So he's really not asking a kash about the other Dalit Somos, because he's already quoted a pasuk at the end of Ilchus Tainius that Zechariah Novi foretells that all these Somos will be Lebeis Yehuda, Lesoson, Ulesimcha. But he has a kasha. Does that halacha include Tainis Esther as well? And for the Rambam name, Tainis Esther is left out. Yemei HaPurim lo yivbatlu. And what does he mean by Yemei HaPurim? Even that which is Zechel Etzara. Even that which is Zechel Etzara in Purim, which Lechora would be batel under the halacha of Yil Leveis Yisrael Lesasa v'simcha. Right, the Tzara will become Simcha. Nein, says the Rambam, the pasuk tells me that Yemei HaPurim elu lo yavru mitocha Yehudim v'zichol Yosef Netzach, that Tainis Esther will continue to persist even after Yemei HaMishta, even after Yemei HaMashiach. So let's take a look inside. He says the following: Yesh l'stapek b'mashmos loshon Rambam pashtis loshon Rambam dechol zichron atzoros yisbatlu is mashma degam Tainis Esther tibotel. Ula mi idoch mi she'elas haram mi zichron ha atzoros yimei haPurim mashmi degam Purim yeshbo zikaron atzoros. This is unbelievable. When we say that yimei haPurim includes Tainis Esther, is that what we need to say in order to justify calling Purim days of zechar litzara? What's the answer, Rabosai? We don't need Tainis Esther to call Purim Yemei Tzara. Purim itself is a Yom Tzara. How can Purim be a Yom Tzara? Zechel Tzara. Why is Purim a day of Zechel Tzara?
Because of Haman.
Because of Haman, Lashman, Lara, Galami. That itself makes Purim into a Zechel Tzara. How does it express itself? I don't know if anybody here reads the Megillah. Do we have any Korim here? Mitch, you're a Korim? You don't want to admit it.
Okay.
Yeah. So how does it express itself as a Zechel Tzara? All of Sukkah which we read, what? With which Neginu? Help me out. With Eicha. That itself reflects the Tzara. There's an Eicha Negin in Megillah. Yeah. The Gemara says in Megillah Daf Dalit that you have to read the Megillah not only by day but also by night. And the Gemara quotes a pasuk because David HaMelech says in Tehillim, "Gam ki ekra v'lo ene, ani karasi ve'en v'lo noya," is the lila v'lo dumyalei, that even when I cry out to Hashem and God doesn't answer me by day, but at night I'm going to cry out to Hashem. Omer Rabbi Chelbo, I think you look it up for me, Yechiel, if you can. Daftal. So it's interesting that the Gemara wants to establish from Shu ben Levi's halach that we have to read the Megillah at night, because David HaMelech says, "I will cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu even at night." Well, what shaykhus is it? You know, if you want to quote the pasuk, "Leman yizamecha chavon v'lo yidom li'olam odeka." Okay, odeka means shemach v'odaya kriyas zuyi hilula. But he's quoting the pasuk that reflects the bakasha, the supplication, the aniyah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The answer is that Purim has a double theme to it. Paradoxically, Purim is both a day of Odeka, and at the same time it's a day of Lila Velodumyali. It's a day of Ania and Bakasha, because the Jew is in such a vulnerable position that overnight Achashverosh is going to sign a decree an entire nation will be decimated. That's the situation of Klal Yisrael. There's a separate halacha that's derived from a pasuk. Even we also love a time of Yimos HaMashiach. And what's included in Yimei HaPurim? Gam Tainis Esther, she's Zichron Natsar Sloti Batel. Tainis Esther, in that sense, is very much an overlap with Purim. Because if Purim contains within it a germ of Zechel Tzaros, then Tainis Esther fits in. It's Min Bimino. And therefore, Eino Betelos. Min Bimino is not Batel. The kol zeh nichlal b'yemei apurim lo yavru mitocha yehud. So on both sides, we now have the following summary. That if we assume in the Rambam that Tainis Esther, as opposed to all the other Tainios, will is Eino B'Teilo, B'mos HaMashiach, and what the Rambam says at the end of Hilchis Tainios, they call it Somos Hasidim Libotel, he means which Tainios? Yeah. The tainios which are tzara gufa, not zechel tzara, meaning the four tainios, but with regard to Purim and Achidami, it will not be betela. The answer is, why is that so? Because tainis Esther is part of Yimei Purim. It's connected to Yimei Purim. And here Mitch, he quotes the Gaonim that have one opinion that you should fast for tainis Esther in Adar Rishon Mizeh Nireh. Ah, you're right. He says gambed, but yeah. That's confusing to me. Well, let's see how he develops, because the gam here, this is not a reference to Charbona, but this gam is a little bit off center here. He says gambi adarishon. He said nira the shayach din tainis Esther b'toras kiyum b'fnei atzmo lo rak b'toras chelak miyamei apurim, and if maybe it will be batel. That's not glatt. That's not smooth. He's saying that there are two dimensions to Purim, two chalois kiyumim of Purim. One as a chalois Purim, and one as an independent day of let's call it tefillah, slicha, bakasha, tainis, and so forth. And therefore, they could be separated. And he says, if that be the case, then it will be bought to Eliyosid Lava.
Yeah, but only Adarisha.
Only Adarisha. Is that what he means? Lefizei yitachin lo shekein tibata. But only Tainis Esther of Adarisha on the Imbriyon. On Shana Mubevus. And here he wants to say something about Megillas Tainis. And this really depends on how to interpret a pasuk in the Megillah. The Pasuk says, Kimu, I don't know the Pasuk by heart, here's help me out here. Kimu v'kiblu alem v'al sarom lios.
Kimu v'kiblu alem v'al sarom lios. Osim v'asim v'al purim ha'ele. Kizvaham v'chav kizvanam v'chol shana v'shana.
No, so maybe it's the next Pasuk. Where's the Pasuk that says, Kimei hatzomos v'zakosom? How does that start?
That's at the end.
Do I have it in front of me?
The next to last pasuk of the
third. What's the first one? Pasuk again, Yichiel. I'm sorry.
First one is the Kayim Simei Apur Meil Bizman Em Kasher Ki Amalei Mordechai Yehudi Veisrei Avatav Veisher Kimuam Nasham Yazaram Yivayat Zemaz Vezakasam.
That's the next to last pasuk of the third.
Right. So what is going on in this pasuk, which mentions the days of Tzaaka and what? And Tzom, correct? Tzom v'n Tzaaka. So what is that all about? So the Ran in Tainis quotes the Ravid, and the Ravid speaks about Tainis Esther, Ein adoma l'shar Tainios. The Zichron Hu L'Nes Shenasim. So the Kasha is, we have halacha that you don't fast before Yom. So how can we fast before Purim?
For Shabbos, like
right? Is also L'Sanos B'Yom Shilfneim V'Achreim.
It's only half a day.
Right? So any day which is endowed with the status of Simcha, you don't fast before it or after. And there's a whole list of Megillas Tainis of those days, and Purim belongs to that list. So he answers no, because the fast is not what's prohibited. when Megillus Tainus says he can't fast, it doesn't mean absolute carte blanche, no fasting. It depends what the nature of the fasting is. And therefore the fast of Tainus Esther is completely immune of this Iser of Tainus Bifneim Vachrein. Because it's a Zichron L'Nes. Again, this would fit very well if we understand that Tainus Esther is part of Purim. You know, it's not a contrast to Purim that would create a tension between a fast day and Purim, but rather it's part of Purim. And then he writes, the ode, the Raven went even further. He said that there's a smach. I have a raya from an asmachta. Because the pasuk says, Kasher kimu al nafsham divrei atzomos. Ah, interesting. Divrei atzomos, according to the Raven, is a reference to Tainus Esther. So the same way that they accepted in the beginning of that pasuk the days of Purim, they also accepted Tainus Esther. Lasos Tainus b'chol shana v'shana. That's divrei hatsomos. I guess he's bothered by the fact that it's only one day of fasting. So why say tsomos? He says b'chol shana v'shana. That's a kvetch text. But whatever it is, he's quoting the pasuk to tell you that Tainus Esther belongs to Purim. First, he says it as an outright svara, because it's a day of Nes, of Zechel of Nes. Then he writes, V'od, I have an asmachta from the pasuk, because this pasuk, in referring to Yemei Atzomos, is a reference to Tainus Esther. And the Yemei Atzomos were Niskavlu B'Yisrael Kishem Shekivlu Alatzman Yemei Apurim. It means that this day of Tainus Esther Yud-Gimel is part and parcel of Purim, and it's commemoration of Zecher L'Nes. And therefore it doesn't violate the principle of Megillus Tainus that also Lusanus V'yom Shalifneim V'yachrei U'achreihem.
Maybe it says Tzomos, it's also referring to Adar Aleph.
Maybe. But the Ibn Ezra has a different interpretation of the words Divrei Tzomos, and those words refer not to Esther, but rather to the Dalet Tainios. And the meaning or the intent of the pasuk is to tell us that just like these tainios are divrei kabbalah, so too Purim is also midivrei kabbalah. That to me is fascinating, because I told you at the beginning of our discussion today that the basis for Hanukkah is Purim, but I didn't answer the question, what's the basis for Purim? And we had a suggestion based on the Kal Vachomer Mimisa L'Chaim L'Kolshkin, but he's saying, Ibn Ezra is saying, no, you know what the basis of Yemei Purim is? Where do we find a precedent that Chazal have the power and the authority to create a new day with its own mitzvahs? The answer is the Dalet Tzomos. And the Dalet Tzomos came before Purim. And therefore, if that be the case, the original source that gives Chazal the authority to create new mitzvahs is really the Dalet Tzomos. That's what comes out from the Ibn Ezra.
Well, he actually uses a different lashon than Ibn Ezra. I mean, you don't have the Ibn Ezra in there, but the Ibn Ezra here, he says, "Ein pirushu kasher chashvu rabim b'kacha perushu shekimu v'kibul al nafshom yimei apurim lismach b'hem aval pishul lo tzivim hanaviim rak habanim hem chayavim lasos mashakibul avosam kasher kibul al nafshom divrei tzomot ela habat aniskar." So he's saying it's like it was a divrei kabbalah. It was a minig avoseinu, just like the Chacham were masaking the Dalet Tzomos, which is really kind of unusual. He doesn't use the lashon the Chazal masaking. He says, "Banim kibul mashasu avosim."
Oh, it's interesting. He says,
"I don't know. I don't know what the Ibn Ezra means." And honestly, I don't. Again, I can't say this out loud, but. Okay, so I better not say it. I don't know the status of the Ibn Ezra, but the Ibn Ezra is a great commentary, but I don't know if he's my number one halachic authority. But what I do get from his commentary is that Purim itself is predicated on the Divrei Atzomos, right? And what gives the Divrei Atzomos a status, you know, an original status here that we have to hang a, you know, we have to hang our hat on this peg called the Divrei Atzomos? The answer is that we're breaking new ground on the Iser of Lotos.
Rebbe,
I'm not saying that the Ibn Ezra meant that. I'm just saying that once we have the Ibn Ezra, that's something that we could say. Okay, Rabbi, so we have to end here, but I just want to throw in one or two more paragraphs as we end. Because I know everybody is very hungry, they want to go eat lunch. So the Rambam says, Ubi Gimel bi Adar Zechel Atinishis Anu Bimei Haman Shenemar Divrei Atzomos Vizakosam. In other words, the Rambam uses this pasuk interprets this pasuk as referring to Tainus Esther. In whose camp does the Rambam? This is one of the only cases you'll have you'll give me the right answer if you tell me that the Rambam belongs to the camp of the Ravid, right? That's usually two different camps. But in this case, the Rambam and the Ravid are in the same camp. That this pasuk is referring to Tainus Esther. And if that be the case, when this pasuk in Megillas Esther talks about Yirmei HaPurim is a reference to all the days of Purim, including the Tzomos Vizakosam, and the Tzomos here, as the Ran said in the name of the Ravid, refers to Tainus Esther. Then he goes on to say that perhaps we ought to see Tainus Esther as a chova, that he quotes in the name of the Hagos Maimonios, whereas the Ramah seems to assume it's not a full-fledged chova, that's what we saw before. And he says the following. He says, Im Tainus Esther Shayemes, Limea Purim, Ulisim Chosam, Mistavashi Chelik Midire Kabbalah. And therefore it should be a chova. So the Ramah here is departing from the Rambam. Because if we understand the Rambam from the various diukim that we had, that the Rambam maintains that this is part of the Simcha of Purim, then it wouldn't be anything less than an absolute chova. And finally, what I wanted to end with, I'm not sure if I left anything out here, is a chiddush here in the Ratz Kitzvi. He's bothered by a Magid Mishnah. You remember that the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Tainius speaks about these days of Tainios being converted into days of Sason V'Simcha. And the Magid Mishnah makes a comment here. And he writes, Kol Atzomos Asim Libata V'chule V'chule. And he writes, Shenemar Yil Beis Yehuda L'Sason. He mamish repeats the Rambam verbatim. Why would the Magid Mishnah do such a thing? So he wants to suggest that the Magid Mishnah has in mind creating a machlokas. You know, usually we don't want to create a machlokas. It's ha'emes v'asholom ha'ovu. But here he wants to create a machlokas. Machlokas between the Tur and the Rambam. The Tur, in Hilchos Tainius, writes, La'asid lo v'kosh baruch hu asid la'hofcham l'sasam l'simcha. And he quotes a different pasuk. And this pasuk says, "Va'afachti evlam l'sason, v'nichamtim v'simachtim miyigonam." So, Yechiel, where is this pasuk exactly? Can you look it up for me? You have the page, right? So you,
yeah.
I don't have to read it again. So he wants to suggest that the Magid Mishnah was telling us that the Rambam Shita in Liosid Lavo is based on the pasuk in Zechariah and not based on the pasuk in that the Torah quotes. Okay? He says, what's the nafkamina between the two psukim? The suggestion is that the Rambam's pasuk clearly refers to the Dalet Tainios and only to the Dalet Tainios. Whereas the pasuk quoted by the Tur,
Yirmiyahu Lamed Aleph.
Oh, Yirmiyahu, good. Lamed Aleph. Let's write that down. Yirmiyahu Lamed Aleph. The pasuk in Yirmiyahu, on the other hand, is telling us something totally different. And that is, if you take a look three lines above the end of the page, before the end of the page, he writes, Lahotzi midivrei haTur, what the Magid Mishnah wants to emphasize is that the Rambam is lafuke the Tur, shekol yemei hatainios yisbatlu ubechlolam Tainus Esther. So it comes out that the original chakir that we started with, namely whether Tainus Esther is part of Purim and therefore won't be batel, or Tainus Esther is an independent entity unto itself and has the status of a classical Tainus, that really boils down to machlokas between the Ram and the Tur, which boils down to the question of how to interpret Chazal when they say Kol, that all its Omos will be Batel because they will be converted to days of Simcha and Mishta and Sason. Which pasuk is that based on? If it's based on the pasuk in Zechariah Novi, then it refers to the Dalit Somos and only to the Dalit Somos. If on the and then we'll add to boot because Tainus Esther is not a day of Tzara, it's only a Zecher L'Tzara. If on the other hand, as the Tur would have it, it's based on a pasuk in Yirmiyah, then that pasuk is telling me that all Yivei HaTainus is Batlu, that the whole entity of Yom Tainus will no longer persist at the time of Mashiach. And that would include even Tainus Esther. Again, I didn't get a chance to research this, but I thought this was an absolutely fascinating, fascinating Kiddush. So, in Yirtz Hashem, we should be zochet to try to understand all of the Torah, and every single halacha has to be understood in great depth, in great detail. It comes out, la halacha rabosai, that if we subsume Yom Tainus Esther as part and parcel of Yimei HaPurim, that comes out to be what? A chumra or a kula? It's a chumra b'zman hazeh and a kula lasid lava. What do I mean? B'zman hazeh, it's a chumra because it means that it's an absolute chova. You know, all these people that were mentioned by the what was his name? That tshuva that I quoted to you before. The Divrei Yetziv, is that what it was called? Yeah, the Divrei Yetziv, that he says, Shamati, that Yesh Mekilin Roshem Lechol Vilishtos B'Tainus Esther. He says, Bitni, what does he write about that?
Tirages Bitni.
Yeah, Tirages Bitni. I don't know, Tirages means to get angry. It goes into my stomach, gets angry. Yeah. So today, if your stomach doesn't behave properly, you just cut off part of it. But for most people, it grows back again. So I'm not sure I would advocate that surgery. Okay, but seriously, he says Tirage is Bitni, and he's very upset about those who are lenient and flippant about Tainus Esther, meaning it is a chova. And it's not just the Divrei Yetziv, because we saw this in Agos Maimonides, the beginning of Hilchos Tainus. He writes Shema Hi Chova. It's not a minhag the way the Rambam would have it. So that's a chumra if we subsume Tainus Esther under Purim. It would also entail that on Tainus Esther we should be besimcha, because it's zechel in es, and it's part of the kiyum of Shevach Vodoya. And I was wondering, it's kind of paradoxical, because on the one hand we're saying that the 2 days of Purim refer to Yudalit and Tesfot for anyone, anywhere, and that engenders an Issa Tainus, which the Rav calls the day of Simcha B'Shev V'Altaseh, and yet oddly enough, Tainus Esther is a fast day, and it's part of Purim. So why not apply the din of Simcha to Tainus Esther, and therefore that din of Simcha should engender an Issa Tainus? And we're going to have to suggest that there's a separate halacha here of Zecher L'Tainus Shesanu B'Mei Haman. If not for that Zecher, then El Chinami, this day, would be also B'Tainus. On the other hand, it gives a certain extra status to Tainus Esther in that, insofar as it's not included in the halacha of Kol HaTainios Hasidim L'Zbatel, and we'll be able to celebrate to continue to fast on Tainus Esther even in Mashiach Tzeit and Sheyomu B'mheiru V'yameinu Amen. I give you guys a bigger yashkof than I get today, because on a fast day it's even more challenging to hear a shiur than to give a shiur.
We're able to say that L'Kaimus Yimei HaPurim Eilu means that it's not relevant to where you are, but there's a Yimei Purim for everybody in both days. And if you say L'Asosu Som Yimei Mishta B'Sukkah, it does not mean that it doesn't matter where you are.
How do you cut the pasuk in half?
They're two different sukkah. They're not even the same pasuk.
That makes it a little easier.
But the Lashon is the same. Yimei HaPurim and Yimei Sukkah Mishta. Why would you say one Yimei means everyone's obligated no matter where you are, but the other Yimei means it depends depends where you are.
Well, it all depends if it says Mishnah V'Simcha. I mean, the phrasing of Purim tolerates two different interpretations. Why? Because Yemei HaPurim might mean Yemei HaPurim, which includes everybody has to celebrate that as Yemei HaPurim. Or Yemei HaPurim might be referring to Yemei Simcha V'Mishnah. In every pasuk, I'm going to have to analyze what is the meaning of Yemei HaPurim. Meaning that phrase is an ambiguous phrase and it tolerates two different meanings.
I was focusing just on the word Yemei. Yemei seems to be the key word.
I would say that Yemei HaPur really means for everybody. That's the Iker Pshat Yemei HaPur. And that's why, for example, here in Yerushalayim, we're not going to say Taklit tomorrow. Because tomorrow, even though it's Yudalit and Pusim to the Prozos, it is one of Yemei HaPur.
Yeah, well, that's part of it.
What else? I don't know if we say it's because it's said there. Not in person tzedek. What's it called? I'm not saying. But what do we say? The same day in the fine print. They leave all that out, right?
You're always going to get it for sure for Sparta, but it's not always good for us.
And not only that, but forget about Tachnun and forget about Lamnatseah. Talk about Hespe Matinus. Tomorrow I want to declare a fast. One fast day is not enough for me. I need 2 days of fast. Tomorrow we want to give a Hespe for someone who don't. Whether it's on, before his Kvura, whether it's during the days of Shiva, Shloshim, I want to give a Hespe. So do I have to find all sorts of ways of allowing it? The answer is yes, because the good thing, it's awesome. Why is it awesome? I'm a Yerushalmi, I'm a Ben Krach. So that's Yemei HaPurim. Yemei HaPurim is for everybody. Why should I make it relative? Oh, but if the Pasuk adds Yemei HaPurim le'inyan mishteh v'simcha, then it has to be relevant. Because I don't have a chiyuv simcha and mishteh on your Purim, if you're a ben prozi. And if you're a prozi, you don't have a chiyuv simcha and mishteh on my day of Purim.
I understand, but I'm looking at it. I'm saying, the Megillah is pointing out there's something called Yemei. Not Yom, but Yemei. There's multiple days that...
And that's for everybody.
That's for everybody. But I'm saying it's for everybody for two different things. The Pasuk says in one thing, it's for everybody for the thing called Purim, whatever that is, and for everybody for the thing called Simcha Mishnah.
Right.
To say that it should... If Simcha Mishnah didn't apply for everybody...
The Megillah has to specify that Mishnah, the Simcha, is on your day. And that's why I challenge you to go through the Megillah and find that. There's got to be a clarity in Megillah says, I don't have the Megillah in front of me, maybe you have it, that your day of Mishnah is not my day of Mishnah, your day of Simcha is not my day of Simcha. Is there clarity? Can you go through the Pesukim?
That Yudalit.
That if you're a Ben Krach, your day of Simcha Mishnah is on Tesvav. If you're a Ben Parus, your day of Simcha Mishnah is on Yudalit. If there's no clarity, then we have a real problem.
I guess I've got the whole Pesukim.
No, but the whole Perkaz, so you have to go through with a fine tooth comb.
I mean, because in one bus it says, okay, you didn't have present, you're right, I have present, I'll see me deal my bus, and the Choshe, the Asim, the Choshe, the Mishnah, the Choshe, the Choshe, the Choshe, the Choshe, and it says 14th, it does the same about the 15th.
Right, and there it's not going to use the word Yemei HaPurim, right? It's going to say Yudal.
It says you're my boss.
Oh, beautiful. Later on, it's going to say Yemei HaPurim when it talks about the generic Chal Shem and Yom. But again, Yechiel, what I want you to keep in mind in this whole discussion are two things. Number one, what I want you to keep in mind is that the Rambam goes out of his way to formulate the Iser Hesed Matinus on Yudal and Tasvav lechol Adam lechol Makom, and then he goes on. You've never seen greater clarity in the Rambam. Yeah. The Rambam was obviously fighting a battle here. You know, Yovel Baldin V'Yomar. Well, why should I have an Iser Hesed Matinus? I don't have Purim today. And the second thing I want to point out to you is that all of a sudden that phrase Yemei HaPurim, the Rambam utilized that same phrase to explain and justify the Iser Hesed Matinus on Chanukah. Why? Yemei HaPurim. You know, now Yemei HaPurim takes on new meaning. Because there's a day. There's a day that's endowed with Mishten Simcha, then there's the day itself. As a separate day. It has that inherent Simcha which he calls Shevi Alpas, and to engender in Iser Hesed Matinus. And that's where Chanukah comes to the fore. Because Chanukah is not a day of Simcha Mishten.
What is
Iser Hesed? Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, I think it is.
I'll tell you why I find this absolutely beautiful, because methodologically, it opens the mind. you know, when you ask me what is Purim, so the first thing I can tell you is your name, Simcha Mishka. Name! There's such a thing as a day of Purim, and the naked eye doesn't see it as such, because where's the Simcha? And then Afkivim is going to be comic with regard to Esther. I don't know, to me that's like the anal of Hamas. It was worth my neshama coming down to my goof just to hear this.
No share this evening?